for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday morning, November the 25th, 2017. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the morning, teaching on Many Will Come, Kundalini. After the service, Randy told me this title, Many Will Come, should be part two of his first message he gave during the 2017 Labor Day Camp Meeting, also called Many Will Come. That audio is CD number 17, LHCD 9-5, if you'd like to order it. Also, after this camp, we will be listening to all the camp messages and writing a file description to mention in the camp's magazine. When we're ready, I'll upload and post this message as a podcast message on LHBC Online in Randy's audio directory. I'm also making the site in camp meeting order.
Lord is good to us. How many got some freedom already this weekend?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
How many
know?
It's progressive.
Yes, sir.
Progressive. You've been here before. You've been through other deliverance. You get your deliverance. You got to hold your ground. Getting demons out is the beginning. Well, the beginning is repenting. Sorry, Lord.
That's right.
Coming into agreement with God. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they agree? So as we begin to agree with God, things change. How many know we're not? This world will not raise you up to agree with God. Lies, 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 lies. But the Lord is true. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. I'd like, if you would, to pray with me the words that you see up on this screen before we start. The Bible says that one will put 1,000 to flight and two will put 10,000 to flight. There's prayer and there's power in agreement. So if we'll come into agreement in this room, we'll set the atmosphere for what the Lord will want to do. Amen?
Amen.
Say, Father, I come to you.
Father, I come to you.
Into the name
and
blood of Jesus.
I acknowledge you
as the great Yahweh,
the Ancient of Days.
You're the Alpha and the Omega, and the God of Abraham,
Isaac,
and Israel. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent for my sins and the sins of my ancestors, known and unknown. In Jesus' name, asking for forgiveness. I receive forgiveness
and cleansing
in Jesus' name.
I apply the blood of Jesus
to all that pertains to me. As your child,
I've been given
authority
over all the power
of the enemy.
Whatever I bind on earth
is bound in heaven.
I bind the strong man
assigned against me
and everyone
involved in this ministry.
I bind mind blinding,
heart binding,
deaf dumb,
and Antichrist spirits
in Jesus' name.
I bind
and break the power
of all the spirits of witchcraft
and all territorial spirits
sent to hinder this work
in Jesus' name.
I renounce
the religious spirit
along with unholy tradition,
spirits of unforgiveness,
bitterness,
resentment,
anger,
hate,
spite,
the root of bitterness,
and malice,
and
any other hindering spirit in my life.
I renounce Satan
and now nullify
and break
and grace.
All blood covenants.
All blood
covenants.
Covenants.
Contracts.
Contracts.
And agreements.
Agreements.
Made with Satan.
Made with Satan.
Lucifer.
Lucifer.
Fallen angels.
Fallen angels.
And demons.
And demons.
By me.
By me.
And my ancestors.
By my ancestors.
Knowingly.
Knowingly.
Or in ignorance.
Or in ignorance.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I renounce
all unholy baptism,
and dedication,
in Jesus' name.
I break the power
of the curses,
and through these agreements, and command all enforcing spirits,
to cease
and desist,
and flee,
in Jesus' name. I now break
all ancestral.
Self-inflicted, direct. Or indirect curses.
In Jesus' name.
I break the power.
Of all satanic prayers.
Seals. And shields. In
Jesus' name.
I break the curses.
Of negotiation.
Justification of sin. In
Jesus' name.
I break and sever.
All evil ties.
Ties with the past.
Ties with places.
All ties.
Living and non-living individuals.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
You are my Lord.
My Savior.
My Deliverer.
My Healer.
Thank you, Father.
Sending.
Whatever.
Holy warriors.
You deem needed.
For
the battle at hand.
Clear the atmosphere.
And aid in our deliverance.
I believe your word.
I can hear your voice.
I believe you can show me things.
In visions.
And by the unction.
Of the Holy Spirit.
By your grace.
I renounce rebellion.
Choose obedience. And believe.
Who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Have your way, Lord.
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen and amen. Now take a deep breath. Go ahead and get rid of whatever will go right now in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Take another deep breath. Let them go. Come on. Go. All those righteous are stripped. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus. All squatters from earlier. Go. Let God's people go. In Jesus' name. We're going to talk about today. The title of this would be Many Will Come. I began this, I believe, at Labor Day camp meeting. And I did the first teaching in this, which was Catholicism. And if you aren't here, I can almost promise you that you've got some hindrances from Catholicism in your bloodline, whether you know it or not. If you weren't here, then I would recommend that you pick up that CD or DVD and take yourself through it. When we did that, as we called out the spirits and renounced Catholicism and went through that, every person that was in the room that I could see was getting delivered. I can't tell you how many people, there are many times, even in personal deliverances, that even though we have within us what the Holy Spirit has already taught, that there are tools, and that big red book over there is a tool, and there's a book over there called the Handbook for the Deliverance Minister, and there are just times the Lord will tell me, pick this up and use this with this person, and I pick it up and use it with the person. Well, I've had people leading through deliverance, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, from somewhere, because the Holy Spirit said. But just all of a sudden, he said, we'll deal with Catholic spirits and use that book. And I picked that big red book up and I start calling out the Catholic spirits, and people are getting massive deliverance that never knew they had any Catholics in their background. Okay? So even as we move forward, and I want to say this, as the other ministers minister here in the next hours to come, always know this: when it comes to deliverance, your attitude should be, if it's in me and it doesn't look like Jesus, the one true Jesus, born of a virgin, God in the flesh, lived a spotless life and
and died on a cross and rose again on the third day and sits at the right hand of the throne of God.
Yes.
If it doesn't look like it's from that Jesus, if it's not the Holy Spirit, if it's any other spirit, you don't want it. We must decrease so He can increase. Amen? So we humble ourselves. And so many things that sometimes you'll hear talked about, like if we were to go in and break the generational curses, and there's a little book over there called Breaking the Curses of Deuteronomy 27 and 28, recommended to everybody. Take yourself through it, thoroughly, through every one of them. When you've done that, those are the biblical curses, they're Levitical curses. Jerry's got a book, Clearing the Ground, over there. But it covers that ground. Then when you've done with that, you know that you've come out of agreement with what God says will curse you. And you've come into agreement with Him. And so once we make that agreement, I know when I've taken somebody through that, or when I've done it myself, there's a case filed in the court of heaven. And that case has been filed through the blood of the Lamb of God. And because it's filed there, the Lord then, Jesus, intercedes for me to the Father. He intercedes for that person to the Father. The case has been made, and the judge has already decided in our favor. He's decided in our favor.
Lord.
If your heart's right, and you're not playing games with God, then He has the favor. He's granted us His favor. He's already decided for us because of Jesus. Now we can become the sheriff and expel the squatters. Amen? Okay. But we're going to talk about many will come. Matthew 24:3, while Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately and said, "Tell us when these things will take place, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" Jesus answered them and said, "See to it that no one deceives you, because many will come in My name and say, 'I'm the Messiah,' and they will deceive many people." Matthew 24:11, many false prophets will arise and mislead many. Matthew 24:24, for false Christ and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders that would deceive even the elect if that were possible. I want you to catch that, because many people understand the Antichrist and the false prophet are coming. They're going to establish on this world scene. And they're going to do amazing things. And when the Antichrist comes, he's not going to be the booger man. He's going to be the answer man. And he's going to have the answers for all these things that afflict men. And people are going to beat the door down to take the mark of the beast. They will. Because even the elect would be fooled if possible. But right there, listen. For false Christ and false prophets will appear. This is multiple. And perform great signs and wonders that would deceive the elect. So it's not just that pair. There's more. John 5:43. I have come in My Father's name, and you have not received Me. Someone else comes in His own name, and you will receive him. How many know there's a lot of deception? So I already told you that I've talked about Catholicism before. The next one's going to be called a spirit called Kundalini. We'll briefly touch in Freemasonry. I won't do a full teaching there, but we'll go through it. And Jehovah's Witness and Mormonism. And by the way, you can tie those straight to Freemasonry, and I'll show you that as we get through. And so you're saying, if you're saying to yourself, "Well, I don't know that I have any Jehovah's Witness in my bloodline. I don't know that I have any Mormonism in my bloodline. That doesn't apply to me. I've never done that. I don't know about Freemasonry. I don't know if that applies." If it's in you and it doesn't look like Jesus, we want it gone. So have an open mind to the Lord, an open heart that says, okay, if any of this deception in any way, and by the way, it comes in many forms, so I just want to tell you, if we were going to talk about witchcraft, I would begin to tell you that all over the world, every culture has witchcraft. And there are false gods that are all over the world that are entities Paul said that when you're worshiping the stones and you're worshiping the carvings and the idols that you've made, that you're really worshiping demons. So there are many entities that have different names because of the different cultures. Okay? But they're really the same. So as we begin to call these out, as I take you through this, and then we pray and we begin to call these demons out, they may call it out by one name, but I'm telling you, and if you'll agree with me, if it's in you by another name, out. In Jesus' name. Amen? So we're going to begin with Kundalini. In this picture here, I'm just going to turn and show you. These are called chakra points. This is the belief in Hindu Buddhist system about openings in your body in different places. These are spiritual portals and opening. They are connected to certain points on your body. And right in the center would be the third eye. You would also see the same representation by a different name on the back of the dollar bill called the Eye of Horus, or the All-Seeing Eye. It represents the ability to see into the spirit realm. These points, in certain types of yoga and in the Hindu belief system, they want to open all of these points to let their gods come in. And they actually believe the gods are already there. They believe the spirit called Kundalini, which is a snake, is already there. And you can see how it wraps. It's really like a two-sided snake. And you see the heads coming to an end. See, that's a snake, both sides. Wraps all the way through. Begins down here, works all the way through both sides, comes to a point up here at the beginning. And they want that thing to become awakened, as they say. Okay? So, you could be born with that spirit if your ancestors played games with that spirit. Could be by other names. But they actually want to wake it up, and they call it Kundalini arising. But I want to talk to you about this spirit, ways it comes in. This particular demon can come through yoga. It can come through karate. It comes through meditation. Listen, when the Lord says meditate, He's talking about pondering on His Word. Amen. You're taking His Word, you're chewing on it, you're thinking about what He says. It's never about a passive mind. If you blank your mind, you create a spiritual vacuum. And if you create that spiritual vacuum, something is going to take it up. And it won't be from God. Because God said to meditate, mutter, think. So, karate has ways of focusing on what they call the ki. And the ki in karate or chi is this, right there at the navel area. Okay? That's the chi. Yoga does the same thing. But what's happened too is this spirit has come into God's church in many places. I'm just going to read it. Kundalini spirits, the fake Holy Spirit demons that have invaded the charismatic prophetic movements in the U.S. This is the same evil spirit that will come when a person participates in yoga, karate, or oriental meditation methods. Listen to the description of how this spirit works from Hindu mythology. Kundalini is the serpent goddess who lies asleep at the base of the spine. Coiled 3.5 times around the first chakra, her name is Kundalini Shakti. And she represents the unfolding of the divine Shakti energy, the energizing potential of life itself, a living goddess who enlivens all things. Under certain circumstances, the Kundalini energy awakens and begins to rise through the body, piercing and opening the chakras as she moves in her undulating and snake-like fashion. As Kundalini releases stored and blocked energies, her movement can be quite intense, sometimes painful, and often leads to mental states that seem to be out of this world. I want to make a statement about that. You've got a similar thing that happens in the voodoo realm. You've got different things that happen called ecstasy, ecstatic spirits that happen throughout the realm of darkness, throughout the world.
There are things called whirling dervishes. I remember hearing that term when I was a little kid. Oh, he's like a whirling dervish. They describe little kids that way, you know, because they're spinning and they're moving and all that. But there is a form of Islam called the Sufi Muslim. And the men wear a combination of it's like a shirt that goes down into a skirt with leggings. And they'll spin. And they'll spin and spin and spin and spin until they go into a different state where the spirit that they're trying to work from comes in them. And then they're spinning demonically at a rate that you wouldn't believe. It's not God, the Holy Spirit. That's the spirit that they're addressing in that ecstatic state. In the voodoo realm. So there's a book over there by Brother Jim Landry called The Orishas. And as I read that, and I read about, and I had the understanding already of it, more depth came with that book. They see the voodoo princesses. They're voodoo princesses. And sometimes it happened with men, but most oftentimes with the women, they would do their sacrifice. And then the spirit is called mounting them. It would mount them. They call it the spirit would ride them and come upon them. And then they would prophesy and speak from that spirit. And it was an ecstatic state. So you have that in different places. I told you, things happen all over the world, different names, same kind of events. Just to give you a hint of something. One time, I'm at a football game. We're talking false manifestations attributed to the Holy Spirit. As we get in the depth of this, that aren't Him. But I'm at a football game. My son was playing football, and I got in high school. I got down out of the stands to go get something from the concession stand, and our stands erupted, clapping in celebration. The touchdown scored, and goosebumps went all over me. And I said, "Lord, You're not celebrating the touchdown score by our team over the other. What is this?" And the Lord spoke to me, and the Holy Spirit told me it's a spirit called ecstasy. That made me feel good. Makes you think it's from God. Well, God was not celebrating that touchdown. Okay? That don't mean you can't get goosebumps from God. Okay? Doesn't mean you can't. But you better know His Word and know His Spirit. Why do I know that wasn't God? Because His character isn't there celebrating a football game. Because I read the Bible. I know the Holy Ghost. Okay? And I know His Bible. He may use somebody that will give Him glory because they won a football game. But He's really not caring who wins the football game. If we put water through a small hose at a very high pressure, the end of the hose would undulate like a snake. Similarly, the intense energy of Kundalini undulates in the body as it rises through the chakras. In many places, God's people have opened themselves up to these spirits by blanking their minds. This can be done by a type of prayer called contemplative. Soaking is another practice that has opened many doors. Many church leaders have received this spirit, spreading it to their people through fire tunnels, etc. If you listen to the description of Hindu meetings called Darshan, you can see a striking similarity to what goes on in some of our church circles. And I want to say this, I want to make it very clear, I'm not saying that the people are from the devil. Because I'm going to tell you that I believe most of God's people, and listen, and I'll say this too, this spirit will never show up at a dead church. It'll never show up at a church that really is just punching a ticket. It'll never show up at a place that isn't believing God for good things to happen. That isn't believing God for miracles. It only shows up at a place where they're believing God, but it shows up as an angel of light. It appears to be God and it's not. If you listen to the description of Hindu meetings called Darshan, you'll see a striking similarity to what goes on in some of our church circles. At these meetings, devotees go forward to receive spiritual experience from a touch by the open palm of the hand, often to the forehead by the guru, in what is known as the Shakti Path or Divine Touch. The raising of the spiritual experience is called raising Kundalini. At the period when the devotee has reached a certain spiritual elevation, they begin to shake, jerk, hop, and squirm uncontrollably. sometimes breaking into uncontrolled animal noises or laughter as they reach an ecstatic high. These manifestations are called kriyas. Devotees sometimes roar like lions and show all kinds of physical signs during this period. Often devotees move on to higher states of spiritual consciousness and become inert physically and appear to slip into unconsciousness. A lot of times you see a kriya and it looks like this. Just like that. Like a person has a tick. Okay? I remember one time there was an event going on in Florida, and that event got worldwide coverage, and people were flocking all over the country and all over the world to go to this event. And I happened to, my wife and I had, early on as we began, we were walking with the Lord, and we are spirit-filled. We do pray in tongues. We believe in the gifts of the Spirit, every good and perfect gift that comes down from the Father of life. We want every single thing Yahweh has for us, but we don't want any other spirit. So as we began to learn, because in the early years, and we were in spirit-filled churches and got places where they're believing God for things, and then there began to be some checks about a few things, and the Lord began to take us and to teach us some things. He began to show us some events, and so we went to this particular minister, and the one that had that in Florida. And when we got there, they had the ministry. The worship was off the charts. The man began to talk about waiting on a particular angel to come, which we were early on in our walk with the Lord and learning, but it was a somewhat of a check. And then they talked about soaking, and we picked up their music and praised the Lord. And they said, burn some incense. And we burned some incense, listened to that music, and began to soak. And both of us saw a totem pole come out of nowhere, crystallize, and come together. She got mad, walked out, and we just knew something was wrong. The Lord was gracious to show us. Something was wrong. And then that particular man, now listen to me, I always tell people when I minister to them, if they got tattoos, that when I was in the world smoking dope, drinking, and doing the things that I did, if I had gone along the route of tattoos, I'd been covered from head to foot. So make no judgment against anybody. It's an outward sign of an inward problem. It needs to be repented for, and curses broken, and the demons cast out, just like any of our other stuff. But listen, I promise you, that if a person is walking in the light and moving towards Jesus and walking in deliverance, they won't be getting more tattoos. They won't. They'll receive their forgiveness for the others. Understand one thing, one that they're going to get new skin just like the rest of us. And they can use those tattoos if somebody sees them to tell somebody not to get them, but not to glory in them. Okay? But this particular man, when we saw him, he had like one or two tattoos. This was probably 10 years before the event in Florida. By the time he gets to Florida, he's covered head to foot and piercings and everything else, moving further and further into darkness. So they're going down there. People are flocking all over the world. God TV is showing this thing for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. A friend of mine's pastor was going to head down there because, see, the fire was being sent out. The fire was being sent out. And I told him, I said, he doesn't want that fire. They're laying hands on everybody that comes there, and the fire is not the fire of God. It is a false fire, and it's going out. And they went, and the guy went, he came back with a tick, with a kriya. That's what it is. And the trembling. He came back. Like, he came talk. Listen, I've seen people. And so when it gets bad to where that thing's manifested in charge, you can start talking about Jesus, and they go, can't even, no control. It's not the Lord. It blows, that church blew up within 6 months. And that revival that, and there were some healings. There were. And I can't tell you that it wasn't even God doing healing, because I've been right in the middle when the Lord began to show us. We went to another particular ministry, and in this ministry, and we'd been in a place where witchcraft was going on, coming against the church, and we knew it, we're fighting against it, and we went to this place, and they were having a revival, and we're saying, praise God, all we get to do is praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we went in there, and we had to sit down 5 minutes, and the Lord says, there's three witches in here. And I saw them, and I said, honey, there's three witches in here. She said, that one, and that one, and that one.
And the Lord said, watch what they do and watch what happens. And so in a little bit, the music's going. It's wonderful worship. People are getting baptized in the Holy Ghost. There is high praises going on. And over here, somebody's barking like a dog. Somebody's clucking like a chicken. And somebody passes by and hisses at me like a snake. And so what's happening is because, yes, they're believing God, and God is good, and His Word is true, but because discernment was lacked, there was the ability for the enemy to pick off ones that were unguarded and weaker. So that particular revival that happened that brought people from all over the world, fire tunnels, man kicking women with boots, all sorts of bizarre stuff going on, unholy fire being sent all over the world. Well, the man that was the principal in it, about 3 weeks into it, it comes out that he's having an affair with one of the women on the praise team. And so that thing came to a crashing halt. And then the guy got restored in about 2 weeks by somebody else. Listen, there's forgiveness. If you got some kind of perversion problem and you're a leader in the body of Christ and it gets exposed, you might ought to sit a while. Huh? You might ought to sit a while and be ministered to and get cleansed before you get back up. So, anyway, when you see videos of these kriyas or other kundalini-type manifestations, you would often swear you're watching a modern impartation-type church meeting. I just spoke that, but I'll read it. And I say this as someone who believes strongly in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I just don't believe in alien anointings infiltrating the body of Christ. There is a big difference between Kundalini and the real Holy Spirit. Drunken foolishness is often associated with this spirit. Many of the people infected with this spirit truly love Jesus. They're just deceived. Some may be wolves in sheep's clothing. Our point is to love God and receive what is good. Our point is to totally reject everything else. Following is a list of characteristics of what this spirit does in people beyond the manifestation. Typically, this person is not wicked, or evil, or a quack, or a fleck. They're usually good people who love the Lord and they want to serve Him. They usually have the real Holy Spirit. They usually have gifts and nice ministries and can help others in many areas. They are from India, the Kundalini spirit is, and they're a type of familiar spirit. They come from the family of witchcraft, sorcery, religious demons, voodoo, false religions, etc. I told you, many from all over the world, same spirits, different names. Person with these spirits usually has spiritual pride and think they're experts on God. They can be very defensive when their doctrine is questioned or their ministry is challenged. These spirits will have strong tempers. They can be very intelligent. They at times are control freaks, and there are showy manifestations when being cast out. You know what I found? That those that love the Lord, that are walking, now I'm not saying these others don't love the Lord, but let me just say this. Those ministers that have the reality of who Jesus is and who we are don't want attention drawn to themselves. And that manifestation of those things always is an intention getter, even to the point of it can get to be almost a contest to see who can jerk the most or flop the most or be the drunkest. Just saying. Eventually, many times people end up with terminal illnesses, cancers. They can give a person strange illnesses that cannot be cured with common medical treatment like arthritis, fibromyalgia, organ tissue, stomach issues. They are common in serious mental illness. They work with seducing spirits that cause schizophrenia, bipolar, BPD, psychosis. They are able to give the person pleasing Holy Spirit manifestations that use the soul, not the spirit of the person. Laughing spells, vibrations, jerking movements, euphoria, sharp, odd utterances, snake movements, snortings, animal imitations, weird utterances, howlings, barking, strange breathing. They can cause fake healings. Spirit in a person's body are causing the illness, simply back off temporarily, giving a false sense of being healed. After the service, the illness comes back a few hours or a day or two. The demons hide in the brain, put false prophecies in the person's mind. They give them words from God for others that sound legit but don't work out in the long run. I want to go back to the healing. There was a woman, and I don't know if you shared this publicly, Gary, but there was a woman when we were in Pennsylvania that got prayed for, got a healing. Well, you did share it, okay? But this spirit is what we're talking about. This woman was truly, legitimately healed, but then went back under the yoke of the bondage of this. And it is a bondage, even though it seems it's of God. And please, don't take this as a dart at the people. The devil comes as an angel of light. Listen to me. The gift of discerning of spirits. You already know that y'all not fornicate. You don't need the gift of discerning of spirits to know what that is. You know you're not supposed to be ugly to people. You know you're not supposed to blow up in a temper. You know all those things. Things of the Word of God that are clear morally. We know. The gift of discerning of spirits, one function of that is so you know something, and then especially in the days and times to come, you can see something that's called God that is not. It is critical that God's people, without being judgmental, without being critical, without looking with a jaundiced eye at people, and if you see something, we need to pray. I pray for all these people. I lift up even the man I just talked about that was down in Florida. Father, I ask you to truly set him free in Jesus' name. We should pray for people. But that doesn't mean I want to come under those yokes. These demons give word to people that can ruin lives. Move here, go there, marry this person, start this business, sell everything and serve God, start a new ministry. In the beginning, the demons help the person to do it. Then they pull the rug out from under them and their support collapses and the endeavor falls apart. They can use a person's dream life and give them vivid visions, astral travel. If you ever felt like you're being pulled from your body, that's a demon trying to take you out of there. Okay. People that practice witchcraft, astral project, they do it on purpose. And they soul travel. And even the military, it's called psi warriors. They got guys that here and through the mind and the demons can go spy on the Russians. And them us. Yeah, believe me, the militaries of the world are going to take advantage of everything they can.
Isn't that remote
viewing? It's a remote viewing, yeah. Physically pleasurable anointings, spiritual visitations, dramatic sensations. These demons, it will cause the people to put an emphasis on the angelic realm. Listen, we call on the Lord to send His angels. But we're not going to worship an angel. It's by faith. It's a granted. Listen to me. I know. I'm sitting up here and we go through repentance and we start calling demons out. It's the angels of the Lord whooping them up and getting them out of there. They root them out. Escort them out of here. We know, but I don't have to see it. If God wanted to show that, so be it. But I'm not trying to make it happen. They impersonate angels and use them to manipulate the person. Giving them fake assurances and false hope. They especially love female angels. That angel that I was telling you that the guy was looking for, her name, the name of it was Emma. By the way, a Japanese angel of death is called Emma O. They can manufacture deceased relatives or friend manifestation and visitations. They love visions. They give the person trips to heaven, Jesus sightings, apostle sightings. They love prophecy and prophets. It's okay, we need prophecy. But the prophecies are very vague and can apply to almost anyone. We need prophecy. We need the gift of prophecy. We need true prophecy in the body of Christ. Men and women that work in the true prophetic gift, they don't have a word for everybody. They have a word for who God gives them. And you'll know the true ones because they'll stop in the middle of it. They might exhort you. You're going to exhort you. You can exhort somebody with the Word of God. But there's a big difference between an exhortation and thus saith the Lord. These demons will know the Bible by heart but don't like others to read it on their own. They don't want you to investigate the Word for yourself. They want you to run around to churches and ministers seeking words. The Bible can be used maliciously. They'll take one incident and try to apply that to everyone. I want to say this. I just found this to be true. John, Paul, both were taken away to heaven. John the Revelator, Isle of Patmos, carried to heaven, given a vision. Paul, carried to heaven, given a vision. But nowhere does it say that they asked to go to heaven. They were praying. Paul says, in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Paul said, I was taken away, whether in the body or not. He said, a certain man. But he was referring to himself. But he didn't try to do that. God didn't send us here to try to go to heaven in the spirit realm. We're here to do battle here on this earth, to occupy, to do the works of the Lord. The Mark 16, these signs follow believers. Cast out demons, speak in strange tongues, take up service, spiritual warfare. We can take in poison, not be harmed. Don't go drinking it on purpose. Okay?
Amen.
Lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. Okay? That's what we're here to do. We're here to preach the gospel, bring liberty to the captive. But those that try, listen to me, to reach and have third heaven experiences, invariably they end up reaching the second heaven. And the second heaven is the abode of the darkness. And the second heaven is where the battle rages between God's angels on our side and the work of darkness. And when they get there, and in those second heaven experiences, they receive are from an angel of the light. It comes off as being from God, and it's not. They can often target Christians that were in the occult or false religions before they were saved, and Christians who are very spiritually oriented. It's very easy for them to be tricked. Sometimes they perform useless miracles, gold dust, angel feathers, stopping clocks, oil pourings, gems, etc., designed to accomplish nothing significant but to entertain the soulish emotions and sensations of the person. They provide divine protection by telling the person to do something dangerous to prove their anointing. It's set up for later when they don't protect them and the person ends up severely injured and dead. I know a young man that's a Christian that decided he would go up to Dallas and go walk on fire. At a firewalking event. But the man that held the firewalking event, well, he had everybody sing Amazing Grace, but he's, you know, a New Age guy. He's a New Age guy. And so the man walked the fire and he did what he did. And he said, well, I led this person to Jesus. And he did. I'm sure the Lord used him.
It was hot coals.
Hot coals, yeah. But let me tell you something. That's a practice that comes out of the islands of Polynesia in which our gods help them walk across that fire. We don't have any business trying to do that. They heap guilt on Christians by telling them that they are deficient if they are not seeing and feeling and experiencing all the wonderful spiritual manifestation others are enjoying. They tell them they are rejected by God and not worthy enough and not have something done correctly and their manifestations and gifts are blocked. Let me tell you something. There's a ministry out in California. In many ways, they have some good things come out of there. There's been some good music come out of there. And there's been some good words at times coming out of there, but the man that headed that ministry for years talked about how he didn't have it. Yet. Spirit-filled man, operating in the gifts, but he didn't have what everybody else had. And then one day he got that. And since he's gotten it, now they're doing holy yoga, holy tattoos, and they're laying on graves like Catherine Kuhlman's to get the power from her. Now something's wrong there. Well, there's some other traps. I'm not going to go in depth on these traps. Tattoos. Homeopathy. Homeopathy is a, and listen, what is it, Zantac? Or it's anything called homeopathic. Means they've taken a little bit of something. They take a leaf or an essence, a leaf or a root or something, and they put it in a bottle of water and they shake it till the spirits come out of it. And then they take that and they take a drop and they put it in a dilution of 100 times. So 100 drops with one drop in it, and then they shake it up and each time it becomes more powerful. Okay? And so at the end of the day, you literally have nothing of the trace element, but people are taking it and believing themselves to be healed. Now, what are they getting healed by? Okay? And you're shaking the spirits out. You get it? Well, listen. If man wants to create a situation where he's asking spirits to come out of a tree, spirits will come. But it won't be the Holy Spirit of God. Essential oils, we have time, I'll talk about that later. Unholy books, alcohol, homeopathy, music. What are you listening to? What are you listening to? There's a teaching here on rock and roll. I started to do it today. The Lord led me this path instead. But there's a teaching I did on rock and roll. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you go through it, you'll be amazed at how many demons come out of you. And it carries other kinds of music too, but it opens the door. Pokemon, antidepressants. See that labyrinth right there? Its origin is Greek mythology. It is the home of the Minotaur, which is half bull and half man, a god mixture, the Zeus, having sex with a cow, created this creature. I've seen these at Christian camps that we go to. They're written a camp, okay? But you mostly see them Presbyterian camps, some Methodist camp, and the rest of the place you're going to see them is at New Age camps. And they walk those things doing the contemplative prayer that I told you will open the doors. When we walked in that camp the very first time, I saw a picture of this thing on a wall in the chapel. And I looked and I said, what in the world is that? I had no idea what it was exactly. But it set wrong with my spirit. And then I looked it up and found it. So I want to talk a little bit about Freemasonry. Here's some quotes from Freemasonry. Masonry makes no profession of Christianity, but looks forward to the time when the labor of our ancient brethren shall be symbolized by the erection of a spiritual temple in which there shall be one altar and one worship, one common altar of Masonry, in which the Veda, the Shastra, the Sade, the Zend, the Vesta, the Koran, the Holy Bible shall lie, at whose shrine the Hindu, the Persian, the Assyrian, the Chaldean, the Egyptian, the Chinese, the Mohammedan, the Jew, and the Christian may kneel. All roads lead to God, according to their works. Here's another man wrote, J.D. Buck, Mystic Masonry, salvation by faith and vicarious atonement were not taught as now interpreted by Jesus, nor are these doctrines taught in the esoteric scriptures. They are later and ignorant perversions of the original doctrines, denying the cross. Albert Pike, you got roads named after Albert Pike here. You got them all over the South. You got them in Fayetteville. You got them in Fort Smith. But here's his word. Yes, Lucifer is God, and unfortunately Adonai is also God. For the eternal law is there is no light without shade, no beauty without ugliness, no white without black. For the absolute can only exist as two gods, darkness being necessary for light to serve as its foil, as the pedestal is necessary to the statue, and the brake to the locomotive. Thus the doctrine of Satanism is a heresy, and the true and pure philosophical religion is the belief in Lucifer, the equal of Adonai, but Lucifer, God of light and God of good, is struggling for humanity against Adonai, the God of darkness. An exact flip-flop of the truth. These are premier leaders of the Freemasonic realm. So here's the last quote I'm going to give you. Manly Hall, Masonic historian. When the Mason learns the key to the warrior on the block is the proper application of the dynamo of living power, he has learned the mystery of his craft, the seething energies of Lucifer in his hands. Before he may step onward and upward, he must prove his ability to properly apply energy. Everybody seen the Washington Monument before? Anybody seen me teach this before, you'll know. But if you don't know now, then you're going to know that these are obelisks. That is about a male. That's a male's part. It goes back to Nimrod. And it's also called Osiris's Needle. And ultimately, Freemasonry is a Luciferian religion, but it's Baal worship as well. And Baal worship and a fertility cult. Even though the common Mason has no clue. That right there, the Eiffel Tower, built by a Mason too. People go all over the world to go to the top of that thing. I think I'll just view it from afar. And then Statue of Liberty, gifted to us by the Masons of France. That is the goddess that you would know as Aphrodite, or Venus, or Artemis, or Diana of Ephesus. Those goddesses always required sacrifice of humans. And there were always prostitutes that you could sleep with and become one with the god and the goddess. And by the way, on her head there, that represents the god Apollo. Understand it in the spirit and the realm of the false gods, many of them are mixtures. So, we're going to move on to another area, but let's pray. Pray with me, if you would. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you in repentance. I repent for both myself and my ancestors.
I repent
for bringing cursed objects into my home.
I repent
for not learning your word and taking it seriously. I repent for wearing demonic symbolism on my clothing and in the form of jewelry. I repent for any unholy toys and games I've played with or have allowed in my home. I renounce all ungodly roles that I have played. I repent for allowing Kundalini or any other similar spirit entrance through karate, yoga, acupuncture, or any other Eastern religious spirit experience. And if it came in through the church, I repent for that. Forgive the people. Forgive myself. I repent for blanking my mind. From meditation. From any form. I repent for unholy music. Books. Movies. I repent for tattoos. And if you hadn't done that, you repent for your ancestors as well. So if something doesn't apply to you, you're doing it for your ancestors. So I repent for tattoos and all essential oils, which are witchcraft potions. I repent for submitting to error in any place called the church. I renounce Kundalini and all spirits that are counterfeits of Yahweh, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. I now renounce all unholy works and the demons that came into me from the above sins I have confessed. I break all curses and any contracts made with the enemy in Jesus' name. I break all generational vows, oaths, dedications, and covenants which would attract me to unholy things. I break ungodly soul ties with everyone I received accursed symbols, jewelry, games, and anything else from. I break ungodly soul ties with every artist, writer, singer, actor, actresses, any other person I have linked with through unholy activities. I break ungodly soul ties with anyone that's taught me an error in Jesus' name. I send all souls, not mine, where they belong. And I call my soul back to me, covered in the blood of Jesus. I break the demonic bridges between me and these people and command the demons whose legal rights have been stripped to leave me now in Jesus' name. All demons who take the names of worship gods, go. In Jesus' name. All fallen angels signed against me, go. In Jesus' name. Now I'm going to begin to call out some spirits. You just breathe. Just breathe if you want them out. In the name of Jesus. If you feel like you need to cough, cough. If you feel like you need to sneeze, sneeze. If you got to burp, burp. Don't worry about saying excuse. Just let them go. Yeah. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Zeus, come out. Hera, come out. Demeter, come out. Demeter, come out. Athena, come out. Apollo, come out. Artemis, come out. Come out. Aphrodite, come out. Hephaestus, come out. Hermes, leave God's people. Go, 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 go. Hestia, go. Diogenes, come out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Hades,
come out. In the name of Jesus, Selena, come out. Eos, Eros, Persephone, come out of God's people. In the name of Jesus, let them go. In Jesus' name, by any other name, come out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, all Roman equivalents, get out. In the name of Jesus, get out. Neptune, get out. Poseidon, get out. River gods, get out. Marine spirits, come out. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, go. All Persian gods, come out. Adad, come out. Anzu, come out. Martu, come out. Asher, come out. Gemizi, come out. Ur Mazda, go. 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 Let them go. In Jesus' name. Ishtar, Enlil, Mardu, Sin. In the Sheen, come out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, Ahriman, come out. In the name of Jesus, now all Egyptian gods, come out. Take a deep breath, even from the music, even from the rock and roll, even from the music. In the name of Jesus, come out. In the name of Jesus, Osiris, come out. Isis, come out. Horus, come out. In the name of Jesus, Set, come out. Anubis, come out. Nut, come out. Seth, come out. Seth, come out of God's people. In the name of Jesus, go. Sekhmet, come out. Ra, go. In the name of Jesus. Moon gods, come out. Sun gods, come out of them. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Shu, come out. Kup, come out. All Nordic gods, come out now in the name of Jesus. Say, I repent for my ancestors that worship these gods. In Jesus' name, I command them to go. Take a deep breath. Heimdall, come out. Odin, come out. Loki, come out. Valkyrie, come out. Frigga, come out. Freyr, come out. Thor, let God's people go. Get out. Thor's hammer, go. In the name of Jesus. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Gephlon, come out. Bonnie, come out. Vor, come out. Hell, come out. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, you Celtic gods, say, I repent. For any of my ancestors that were Celtic. And I command those spirits to come out. Take a deep breath. Come out. Ambiscus, come out. Cernunnos, come out. In the name of Jesus. God of death, come out now. In the name of Jesus. God of the underworld. Gods of the underworld, go. Druidic spirits, let them go. In Jesus' name. Seasonus, come out. Gifts, come out. Potter, come out. Nodden, come out. Benonis, come out. In the name of Jesus. Bridget, come out. Get out of them. In the name of Jesus. Aracua, come out. Rosmedita, come out. Sabrina, come out. Serona, come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now say, I repent.
I repent.
For any of my ancestors that operated in voodoo. I command those spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Lekba, come out. Loco, come out. Ayazan, come out. Anasa, come out. Pi, come out. Grambala, get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Weto, come out. Grambala, Weto, come out. Ayita, Weto, come out. Azuli, Freda, come out. La Serena, come out. In the name of Jesus. Agwe, come out. In the name of Jesus. Even that from the movies. Even that from the, and from Jimi Hendrix too. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Master Crossroads, come out. Matt Kafu, come out. Mater Kalafor, come out. All of you, come out now. In the name of Jesus. Voodoo goddesses, come out of them now. In the name of Jesus. The maiden, the crone, come out now. In the name of Jesus. All triple goddess combinations, come out of them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All triple goddess combinations, come out of God's people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, say, I renounce.
All the gods,
of the Native Americans,
sun gods,
moon gods,
star gods,
tree gods, grass gods, animal gods, deer, bear, rabbit, turtle, buffalo, owl, wolf, coyote. In the name of Jesus, you have to go.
Now
take a deep breath, let them go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. All those animal spirits. In the name of Jesus, Native American and otherwise, everywhere animals will worship, go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Let them go. Come out, buffalo. Come out, bear. Come out, deer. Come out. In the name of Jesus, come out. All shapeshifters. shifting spirits, let them go in the name of Jesus. All Nephilim spirits, come out now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Say, I repent. For any of my ancestors that worshiped their ancestors. And I command the ancestor gods, every demon from worshiping ancestors, to go. I repent for necromancy, talking to the dead. Command those spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come out of them. Come out. Come on. Come on out. Let the ancestors come out now in the name of Jesus. Necromancy, get out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of their fathers, spirit of their mothers, in the name of Jesus. Spirit that took on the names. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Now, Santeria gods, in the name of Jesus. All gods of Santeria, come out now. In the name of Jesus. La Muerta, in the name of Jesus. Santa Muerta, come out. In the name of Jesus. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say, I repent. For my ancestors that worship the sun, worship the moon, worship the stars, for the human sacrifice, for the cannibalism, for the drinking of human blood, in the name of Jesus. And I command those spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Now get out in the name of Jesus. Aztec gods, Quetzalcoatl, come out now in the name of Jesus. Cucamutra, come out now in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. The Aztec gods, it's all Hindu gods. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, get out now. Shakti, go. In the name of Jesus. Kundalini, come out now. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. I cut the head of those snakes off in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, be removed from the body. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, every serpent spirit. Go. Python, go. In the name of Jesus. Python, unwrap from their necks. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your words. They cut the head of the python off. In the name of Jesus. Pull them out. In Jesus' name. All the Shinto gods go. All the Buddhist gods go. In the name of Jesus. Anything came through yoga. Anything came through karate. Anything came from the movies. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Every spirit.
Every spirit.
That remains, whose legal rights have been broken, that came into me through unholy activity, movies, books, cartoons, religious activities, any spirit you ordained to come out. I agree. It has to come out right now. Say, I do repent.
I do repent.
For pride.
For pride.
For agreeing with pride.
For agreeing with pride.
For spiritual pride.
Spiritual pride.
I renounce.
I renounce.
Leviathan.
Leviathan.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I renounce.
And I renounce.
The sons of pride.
The sons of pride.
Including haughtiness.
Through haughtiness.
Arrogance.
Arrogance.
Contention.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
name of
I ask you, Father,
to
blow your wind
of
the Holy Spirit,
push back
Leviathan scales of anger, rejection, and control.
And
I ask you, Father,
to
pour a thorn
in
Leviathan's jaw. And put a hook in his lips and straighten his cords and to pull him out in Jesus' name, along with all that pride. Take a deep breath. Come on out now. Come on out. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Leviathan, be gone. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your angels that pull him out. In the name of Jesus. That put out his fire. Put out his smoke. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Every spirit and fish clings to the scales of Leviathan. Come out. Now, in the name of Jesus, along with the anger, along with the rejection, in the name of Jesus, go, Leviathan, go, in the name of Jesus. They say, Father, Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That all the snake venom
has
been put in me. All spiritual venom be removed.
Be removed.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
For the sun sets free.
The sun sets
free. Is free indeed.
In
Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Now take a deep breath. Come on out now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Come out. Venom. In the name of Jesus. Snake eggs. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus. Spiders. In the name of Jesus. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Every spiritual spider that's in the womb. In the name of Jesus. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Nest of spiders. Every spider. Father, I thank you from fire from heaven, from the third heaven, to burn up Jezebel's webs. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. To burn up her webs. Burn up those spiders' nests. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I repent for all fear.
And doubt.
And unbelief.
And
I break the power.
Of
every nest of scorpions. Lodged in my abdomen. And I command those spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come out now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. All those lodges, all those scorpions, come out. Now, in the name of Jesus. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are manifested in their body. Wherever there's pain, wherever there's a twinge, come out now. You've been exposed. Get out now. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All nests of snakes. All nests of scorpions, all nests of spiders, all nests say, Lord, I repent.
Lord, I repent.
For all the sexual sin.
All the sexual sin.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am not a temple prostitute.
I'm not a temple prostitute.
I break that off of my life.
I break that off of my life.
Off my children's life.
Off my children's
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I command all unclean spirits.
All unclean spirits.
All frog spirits.
All
ruling frogs.
Ruling frogs.
Chief frogs.
Press
frogs. Go. In the name of Jesus.
Now
come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Come out now. In the name of Jesus, you unclean spirits. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. You frog spirits, come out now. In the name of Jesus. Go. 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 Come out of the ears. Come out of the tongue. Go, 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 come out of their hand. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Come out of their sinuses. All that insecurity, worse than these gods, put their trust in other gods. I break it down. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Come up and out. In the name of Jesus, all the occultic spirits, come out now. In the name of Jesus, you roll the eyes. I break your power. Come out. In the name of Jesus, come out. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Allah, come out now. In the name of Jesus, even from the Shriners, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, Allah, come out. Baphomet, come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now raise your hands to heaven. Say, Lord,
Lord,
you're good to me.
You're good to me.
You're good to me.
I want you, Lord.
I want you, Lord.
Fill me up.
Lord.
I believe your blessings negate every curse of the enemy. When I get real with you, you do good by me. I need you, Lord.
I
invite you to come in. And rout the enemy. Bushy mouth.
With
perfect love.
Perfect love.
That cast out fear.
Exactly.
I believe it.
I believe
and
it.
I receive it.
I receive
in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for all the spiritual food you've been giving us, Lord. And we thank you for the food that's natural that's been lovingly prepared. We ask you to bless the preparer, bless the food, let it nourish our bodies. And Lord, we give you all the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.